Whole Lot of Nonsense, Audio Boo number 2. Good afternoon, everybody. So it's National Podcast Post Month, and this is my second of November's posts. Following up on yesterday, we had the discussion about the CDFIs, the Community Development Finance Initiatives. So I did some more research today and discovered that there is a CDFI portion of the National Treasury Department. So that you can actually go through and dig up some information there with CDFIs. And it was interesting in looking at the CDFI fund that's been set up by the Treasury, they specifically have an identification of what they're intended to do. And what they're actually intending to do is, quote, through monetary awards and the allocation of tax credits, the CDFI fund helps promote access to capital and local economic growth in urban and rural low-income communities across the nation. So again, going through the piece that we were talking about the other day with regard to CDFIs essentially being micro-lending, micro-credit, I actually think there is some value that's involved there. One of the other interesting, and as much as I dislike statistics, because as everybody knows, 135% of most statistics are made up by 20% of the people, there is actually a repayment piece that is built in here, which actually points out that approximately 98% of all of the CDFIs that were distributed have been paid out until this point. What I find is an interesting comparison is that there was a similar set of percentages that were made aware when microcredit began, that large portions of microcredit loans overseas were being paid back, and this was seen as a way to generate investment opportunity. So the only thing that I would caution everybody is just as you're looking at CDFIs, be aware that the numbers as they are now may not necessarily reflect what they're going to be doing as you go forward, right? I'm not an investment person, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this, but it's one of those pieces that I found interesting that as they're starting to beat the drum about CDFIs, that we're finding a lot of the same early discussion that we ran into with microcredit in general, which was everybody pays back microcredit, but that's because so few people are currently using it. So if you go through and have discussions with your local representatives, your local businesses, make sure that you're expressing that as one of your concerns that says, hey, guys, realize that what I'm looking for is to make sure that we maintain this high level of payback. So if there's anything that we can do to make sure that people are vetted properly or that there's appropriate, you know, business planning built into it, that will really help make sure that the payback stays high. All right, everybody, we're going to cut this one again to this 3-minute mark, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.